SBS Filipino.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Para sa ating Pilipinong-Australyanong komunidad, kasama po natin ngayon ang isa sa masasabi nating magaling na mga awit, si David Michael White. Hi Michael, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. So, umpisa natin. Alam ko na very busy ka, but you still gave us, you know, a few of your time today. So, thank you very much, Michael.
Oh, I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Okay. So, do you only perform in Western Sydney area?
No. I have performed in other areas before. Mm-hmm. I've been playing a lot with the M7 dance band all over Sydney.
Oh, cool.
And mm-hmm. I know that we have a couple of upcoming gigs. One of them is going to be at New Year's over at the South Juniors League Club, so that's on the other side of town. Mm-hmm. And prior to being here in Sydney, when I lived in the States, I used to perform in Las Vegas as well. So.
Okay, so you came from the States, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So when did you migrated here in Australia?
Moved here in 2009, basically. December 08, so 2009.
Okay, so it has been 8 years.
Yeah.
How was it?
Fun. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I grew up here first.
Okay.
And then I moved to the States in around like 96, 97.
Okay.
And then I moved back in 09.
But you can still speak Tagalog or not anymore?
I can't speak, but I can understand it quite well. So yeah, I guess I'm part of that generation where I didn't get the opportunity to speak it myself, but mm-hmm. I can definitely understand it because, you know, my whole family obviously speaks it quite often at home. So.
Okay, sure. So Michael, I'm interested to know, what is, you know, your relationship to music?
Well, I mean, it's a major part of my life. In my family, obviously, a lot of us being Filipino, we are have a very big attachment to music. We are a very musical culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my family has been involved with it for quite some time. I remember even from when I was just maybe 1 or 2 years old, my grandma used to sing and entertain all the time. That's where I remember it starting with. And then when I was maybe 4 or 5, mm-hmm. You know, they put me in front of people to sing and to start, you know, entertaining. I don't know if I was any good, but they used to do that. And I didn't really get scared because I would see them do it. I see my grandma do it. I see my mother do it. And I saw how much they enjoyed it. I saw how much people enjoyed watching.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of, you know, really started gravitating towards it. And it's been a huge part of my life. You know, it was in school. I did choir and, you know, all these different festivals and whatnot outside of it. And then after that, I started singing on my own. My mom always put me in talent competitions and whatnot here in Sydney.
Really? Okay. Can you still remember what are those competitions that you joined before?
Oh, I don't even. I don't remember. I just remember there was a very large one back when I was. I think I was only maybe like 8 or 9, and a good friend of ours, I think, Tita Evelyn Zaragoza. I know that she was a big part of organizing this event, and I think I came in second on that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that was one of the first competitions that I remember where I thought, "Wow, I can." People actually like hearing
your voice.
Hearing me.
How does it feel to get those validation?
Well, it's good because I mean, even to this day, I kind of. A secret of mine, which really only my family and friends know, is that I personally don't like the way I sound. So when other individuals, you know, like it, I feel great. I love entertaining them, but actually me personally, I have an issue with the sound of my voice. So
you shouldn't be. You have a very good voice.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Okay, so I noticed that you also sing a lot of songs of faith, right? Why do you
absolutely.
Do so? Yeah, why?
Well, you know, apart from music, you know, I do consider myself very spiritual, very very connected to God and the influence that he's had, you know, throughout my life and the support and love that I feel. And so when I listen to all different types of music, not just spiritual, but just music mm-hmm. in general, the lyrics and the words and the meanings of the songs make a big impact on whether I can relate to it or not.
Okay.
And because both music and faith are very important to me, when I listen to, you know, spiritual songs or faith songs, you know, they do tend to connect to me and move me emotionally. And, mm-hmm. You know, I enjoy sharing that with, you know, anyone that would mm-hmm. like to listen. I enjoy singing those songs because not only does it help me to entertain whoever I'm singing with, but also to, you know, connect to the Lord and connect to God and my faith and
okay.
my beliefs.
So you were saying to me that you usually connect to the lyrics of the song, right? So
That's
do
right.
you write songs as well?
I have. Mm-hmm. I've written a few. I don't write consistently, even though I probably should, because
yeah.
sometimes it just depends on what's happening in my life.
Definitely.
And, you know, the events mm-hmm. that are occurring. I find it, for me personally, I actually do find it challenging unless something actually, you know, a large event occurs that either makes me happy or sad or
mm-hmm.
this or that, you know. So I do have a catalog of written songs that I've kept hidden away that I
mm-hmm.
haven't shared. I did, when I had my own personal concert a couple of years ago here
mm-hmm.
in Sydney, I debuted one of them, which I wrote back in high school,
okay.
actually. And that was quite nice. It was more of a positive, upbeat song
mm-hmm.
about, you know, of faith and smiling and being happy. But yeah, I do write songs, and
mm-hmm.
maybe one day I'd be able to share them with people.
Okay. So, Michael, because I have watched you perform as well before, and I could see that, you know, you connect well with your audience. So how do you do that?
Honestly, I really believe in the lyrics and the words.
Okay.
That's very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Eye contact obviously is also very important, but a lot of times I do find myself closing my eyes. So really it's about, to me,
mm-hmm.
I don't actually think too much, but I do know that I want to be able to relate a story and connect with the individuals and make
mm-hmm.
sure that they can feel whatever journey it is that I'm singing. So whether it's a happy song or a sad song, even if it's not necessarily the lyrics for them, because, you know, maybe some people aren't paying attention to the words, but just the overall tone and message of the song, if I can convey and communicate that same feeling, whatever the feeling is, whether it's happy or sad,
mm-hmm.
whatever feeling I have, if I can actually get that from me through to whoever's listening, I think that's the best way that I try to connect with individuals, with people who are watching. And
mm-hmm.
I always remember, I don't even remember what where I got this from. I think it was from a movie or something like that, but
mm-hmm.
I always remember someone telling me or me watching this in applying it, which is that every time you sing,
mm-hmm.
Try to sing as if, number one, it's the first time anyone's ever heard you, and number two, if it's the last time you'll ever be able to sing.
Oh, very nice. Yep.
So if I always try to apply those two things, that's how I try to connect and relate with people.
Okay, so Michael, all through the years, do you think that your type of music has evolved alongside your life's transition and transformation?
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, throughout everybody's life, you know, music is kind of like the background, right? Like in a movie, it's the soundtrack
yeah.
of your life. So depending on what's happening
yeah.
throughout your life, you may have different soundtracks happening.
But I have a question. Can you still remember what were your song when you were like a child and then when you were a teenager?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Oh, okay. So when I was, I'll skip to like maybe the teenager
okay.
years,
it's
right?
Okay. All right.
If it wasn't in high school, because high school I was in choir, so it was very like choral and operatic
mm-hmm.
and things like that, which
all
is
right.
what I was learning. It actually helped me to develop my voice and have more strength and breath control doing like classical music and opera. But as far as my personal life, you
mm-hmm.
know, I was very into things like TLC, the
oh,
Backstreet Boys.
Oh my gosh,
you know,
I love Backstreet Boys.
I was very into that kind of teeny bopper, Britney Spears and
okay,
all
Britney
kind
Spears,
of,
I'm a fan
yeah,
as
yeah.
well.
So I was very much into, and don't get me wrong, even nowadays, you know, if
uh-huh.
if I flip to the 90s channel or if I go to one of my playlists in 90s and
mm-hmm.
you know, 2000s, I love listening to them. It still brings me back, which is great. That's I do love that about music. You know,
yeah.
you, as I said, soundtrack of your life, you could listen to a song and it brings you back 20 years or
yeah.
10 years or
brings back
it's
the
amazing.
Memories yeah
yeah it's fantastic. And you know, nowadays, I mean, most of the time in general, I
mm-hmm.
am very eclectic, and throughout my life I'm always listening to usually the top like the top 20s or top 40 type hits, whatever is currently, mm-hmm. you know, hot on the radio right now.
Okay.
But there are a lot of classical hits that I like from the 80s and even earlier than that, which I always continue to listen to. And there are also some foundational artists that I constantly, no matter how old I get or young I get, I always listen to them as well. And their music, it never gets tiring for me. So. People like, if you want to know, people like Boyz II Men,
yeah.
Mariah Carey, Brian McKnight, Luther Vandross. I like those type of their songs. No matter how old I get, I love listening to all of them. Even people like Whitney Houston or mm-hmm. things like that. I love listening to that type of music.
So you're very, like, what you call this, open to any kind of music.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So how about today? Do you have any, like, favorite singers in the contemporary time?
Well, yeah, no, I think Bruno Mars is
okay,
a
Bruno
genius.
Mars, yep.
I think he's amazing. I think he's one of the most underrated vocalists out
definitely.
There in terms of, like, receiving academic awards.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know he just cleaned up a lot at the American Music Awards this week, but, I mean, I think he's absolutely phenomenal, and I love the way he writes songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran. Charlie Puth. Again, like I said, I'm a classic fan. People who know me well always laugh at me at this, but I'm a classic huge friend of Mariah Carey.
Of course.
I love her music, and her vocal abilities are great. You know, those individuals, right? Justin Timberlake, also another one of my idols. Everybody, no matter what type, if it's a good song, if it's a good music, no matter who's singing it, I'd love to listen to it.
All right, sure, Michael. So, Michael, most of the musicians and singers share a piece of their story to the public. So what do you want to share, Michael, about yourself that can bring inspiration to the listeners?
Wow, okay. Well, okay, I'll put it this way. So I had a period of my life a few years ago mm-hmm. where it's kind of funny because I probably people may look at this story as a bit vain, but mm-hmm. I was going through some periods with my face, like with acne and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and I decided to go to this place that did this treatment, and long story short, I had a very allergic reaction,
okay.
a severe allergic
mm-hmm.
reaction, and I had a very bad experience for almost 12 months with mm-hmm. my face. I was afraid to go out. I was afraid to, you know, have people see me. I didn't have a choice. I had to go to work, but it was really, really bad. And
okay.
I had to go through all these several treatments and whatnot. And from that, I could either, you know, stay hidden and
mm-hmm.
stay beaten and stay defeated, or go out there. And part of what helped me to get out there, apart from obviously loving family and friends, was music.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me to give me more courage and inspiration and faith that I would get through what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to come out on the other side and, you know, still perform in front of people. And people still love listening to the way that I sang, which I was really blessed with. So it wasn't just about your face or how you looked. It was
yeah.
about, like, you know, the music and the singing and how you could connect with people, as you were saying before.
Okay.
So that really helped me through mm-hmm. it. And, you know, I can say without music, I probably wouldn't have been able to get through that really difficult time
okay.
in my life.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a encouraging story that no matter what's happening, you know, with the right people around you and with the right faith and courage and hopefully with some good music behind you as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can, you know, drive yourself out of any downtime in your life, right? You really just got to keep on going and have faith,
mm-hmm.
faith in whatever you may or may not believe, but have faith in yourself, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And music, I think, just really helps with that, you know, helps you to reinforce whatever you believe in. So hopefully what you believe in is a good thing and you're positive and you can get through it. And that's what happened for me.
Keep the faith.
That's right. Keep the faith. That's a good Michael Jackson song there too. So I didn't even mention Michael Jackson. He's another one of my idols that I
yeah.
love. So yeah, absolutely.
Man in the Mirror.
That's right. Man
yeah.
in the Mirror.
Okay. So Michael, tell us the song of your life right now and why did you choose it? And can you sing a few
song
lines from that
life.
Song? Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, probably one of the key songs. I sang it a few weeks ago at a... at an event for a fashion show.
Okay.
And it's by Ed Sheeran, I would probably say. I mean, there's a lot of songs. It's really hard for me to choose. But if I had to just pick one randomly right now, it would be the Ed Sheeran song Perfect, which she just released recently. That way I'm going through a very blessed phase at the moment. And I, you know, anyone who probably has me on Facebook is probably sick of seeing pictures and stuff already. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the good song that I would choose. And yeah, I'm, did you want me to
sing a couple of them?
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. I never knew you were that someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I... Should I keep going?
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. My God.
Aww, thank you.
So why did you love that song again?
I mean, I did find a love for me, the first line of the song, and I'm very blessed, and I life's been absolutely amazing since this person arrived, and it just made everything so much better. It made me a better person as well, so that's the perfect song for me right now.
Okay, Michael, so please invite our listeners to where they can catch you performing.
So, coming up, I know that I have a gig with them. So actually, the next couple of ones will be with them. I'm doing a private corporate gig first on the 9th, but then on the 16th, I'll be at St. Mary's Leagues Club. That's the Saturday night. I believe it's at 8:30. And then the following week's Christmas, so obviously we'll be with our family and friends. But on the week after that, so New Year's Eve, I'll be over at South Junior Leagues Club to celebrate the New Year's with everybody. So if you don't have any plans and you want to dance and have a great time and have good music, please come on down and enjoy us at either one of those events.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Michael.
So grateful for the opportunity. Thank you so very much.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.
SBS.com.au/Filipino.